Welcome back to Upfront with Refilwe. The open line has been very busy speaking about policy. One of the policies that has been implemented most recently was the addition of new items to VAT-exempt, the list of VAT-exempt products in the country. The VAT panel that was put together by National Treasury was led by Dr. Ingrid Willard, Professor of Economics at Stellenbosch University. We had tried to have this discussion with the professor last week. Unfortunately, you know, issues in our city and protests, pushed us away from this. We were trying to keep you updated on what was happening. But she has very kindly, and thank you, Dr. Willard, for giving us the opportunity to chat to you one more time. Amongst the items that are on the tax exempt list are menstrual products, and this has long been a contentious issue, especially given that in 2016, 2.6 million girls aged 9 to 20 in South Africa, many of whom miss weeks of school due to their periods. On average, 40% of high schools in the country don't have access to toilet paper or sanitary pads. They are not supposed to be charged 15% VAT, but we are finding that sanitary pads only are now tax exempt. Dr. Willard, welcome to the show. And can you help us understand why tampons and other kinds of non-pad sanitary products are not?
Morning, Riffleware. Thanks for having me on the show.
Sure.
So perhaps to go back a little bit, so you'll recall that at the beginning of last year, we saw the VAT increase from 14% to 15%. As a result of a lot of pressure from civil society organizations, the Minister of Finance then put together this panel of experts to look at whether there were ways to mitigate that increase in VAT. And so we did some very quick work over the course of 3 months, and at the end of that, we recommended several items to be added to the VAT exempt list. Treasury then indicated, well, the minister in at the time of the medium term budget policy statement in October last year indicated that sanitary products and cake and bread flour would be added to the list of zero rated items. So that was somewhat disappointing in that we had recommended a larger group of items.
Mm.
But certainly the issue of feminine hygiene products was a very important one for us. And so it was certainly even a surprise to the panel when SARS issued a binding general ruling on the 15th of March indicating that, in fact, only sanitary towels and not tampons would be exempt from VAT. So for us, it was a surprising outcome. Neither Treasury nor SARS has been explicit about why they did that. The indications we get from people secondhand are that there seems to be a belief from government that sanitary towels are the preferred option for poorer women.
Mm-hmm.
That might be true, but I've certainly never seen data on that.
Right.
And it does feel to me like as though government is making a decision on behalf of women. And that doesn't sit very comfortably with me.
At all. I mean, the concern that I have there, I mean, especially signed off by ministers, all of whom up until now have been male, it seems, I'm sure, given information, but as you say, very little data, even for those who are in the advocacy groups for this, it's very, very little actually comes up to indicate what preferences are. And there are also other things like menstrual cups, for example, that are not necessarily, that are actually sometimes cheaper for people to use than sanitary towels, and those are not included and are often distributed or marketed towards people who are more of the poor.
So that's an interesting one. We had an engagement with civil society organisations during the course of the public hearings, and we met with an advocacy group who do distribute menstrual cups. And they were of the view that, in fact, it wasn't going to make much difference whether those items were VAT exempt.
Mm.
They said that, you know, the cost of provision is a couple of hundred rand. And they simply, those menstrual cups are unlikely to be purchased. And so the VAT was probably not going to be the deal breaker for them. It probably makes a lot more sense to do a big campaign to distribute for free. And in fact, we see that with sanitary products in general. Even the VAT is not going to put these items within the reach of extremely poor households. So what we see in the data is, for example, on that spending for women, for households in the poorest 10% of households, the spending is about 10 rand a year on sanitary items. Sure. So the tax there is, the tax rate of 15% isn't going to be enough to make a real difference to spending. We're going to need to see real. We're going to need to see free provision from government side.
I see.
But we saw the VAT issue very much as a gender justice issue.
Correct.
That this was something that the government needed to do in order to signal that they recognise that this is a tax on women based purely on biology. These
right.
are items that only women need to purchase, and we thought that was an important signal from government.
I'm with you. The one other question I wanted to ask you about was whether or not the savings in those sanitary pads that are exempt are actually being passed on. We're hearing reports that a number of retailers are continuing to, you know, keep their margins a bit chunkier by just increasing the, you know, just keeping the price as it was.
That's very interesting. I wasn't aware of that, and that's certainly something that I think we'll take up and look into, because we were very clear in the report that there needed to be some monitoring that happened from government side after the VAT after the change in the VAT regime, that one needed to ensure that benefit was passed on to consumers and not
yes.
just held on to by producers. So that's thanks for alerting me to that.
Sure. So where to from here, Dr. Willard? In terms of,
no, I think we need to pressurize SARS and Treasury to put out a statement as to exactly why they decided at the last minute that
yes.
this would be sanitary pads and not tampons. I think they've bought themselves a whole lot of trouble in that something where they could have been putting sending a strong signal that this was an issue that was important to them. I think, you know, they've played this poorly by simply making a decision based on what looks to me like no data whatsoever.
Got you. Dr. Ingrid Willard, Professor of Economics at Stellenbosch University, thank you so much for your insight, and of course, Chair of the VAT panel as appointed by the Minister of Finance. We're really grateful for your insight here. The gender justice issue remains important, and we look forward to seeing some progression from the likes of Treasury around why it is that they have only limited the tax exemption to sanitary pads.